I'm Marianne Kolbasek-McGee, Executive Editor at Information Security Media Group. I'm here at HIMSS 26 today speaking with Baxter Lee, who is President of privacy and security consulting firm Clearwater. We're going to be discussing an initiative Clearwater has with CancerX, which is a public-private partnership aimed at accelerating innovation in the fight against cancer. So Baxter, tell us about the work that you're doing with CancerX. I understand it involves the launch of a program called CancerX Cybersecurity Mark, powered by Clearwater, that is based on emerging oncology technologies to help meet some of the security issues that, you know, those sorts of technologies encounter. What can you tell me about that?
Yeah, I mean, CancerX's mission is to reduce morbidity and cancer by 50% over the next 25 years. And unfortunately, one of the biggest impediments to that is a lack of or breakdown of trust between innovators and adopters in cancer care. So our goal through this partnership is to help bridge the gap to bring innovation to cancer care faster.
So your take on it, you know, what you'll be contributing is securing everything they're doing with this cancer treatment? Is it cancer research, cancer treatment? What is it that they're doing?
Yes, it's more digital innovation in cancer treatment. Our goal is to help bring clarity to the cybersecurity requirements of the hospital systems that would be adopting these technologies, and then give clarity and resources to the startups to achieve the requirements of those systems. Right now, there's a big gap there because there's unclear requirements. Every health system looks at cybersecurity slightly differently. There's no common standard. The startups have limited resources to adapt to that, and they don't have the expertise to build out programs to map to all of these different hospitals that they would want to do business with. On the hospital side, they struggle with getting clarity across a group of startups, and third-party risk, as you know, is a growing risk for healthcare, and they're worried about patient safety and operational disruption. So it's much easier for them to say no than yes to innovation. So if we can help bridge the gap between the two, we can help bring those innovations, those life-saving innovations, to the cancer treatment market faster.
So when it comes to emerging oncology technologies, what are we talking about? What kinds of innovations and what kinds of tech tools will researchers and the clinicians be using that you'll help to, you know, essentially secure?
Yeah, a lot of digital technology that would help with care navigation, identification of different care of cancer modalities. AI is being used in a lot of ways to help improve the treatment of care. So a lot of things that are bringing in data sources from the hospital to advance cancer treatment, and those data sources then introduce risk to the hospital when they bring in partners to expose that data to. And so they're looking for clarity on what is the risk we're introducing to our organization relative to the benefit that we might gain from these early stage technology vendors.
So when you start digging into, you know, the kinds of security services you'll be providing, like what, you know, for instance, I know that in cancer research, they deal with a lot of, you know, de-identified patient data. You know, how do you ensure that doesn't get re-identified? What kinds of things will you be doing, you know, for this project?
So this is more about those that would be interfacing directly with the hospital's systems and technology and their data sets. And our goal here is to work with the hospitals to create a standard, a common standard across multiple hospital systems that maps to the stage of these organizations. We can't have the highest bar for the earliest stage companies, right? We're never going to get innovation to the market. So if we can align on minimum standards that the hospitals are willing to accept, and then help the innovators build in those minimum standards into their business model from the ground up, we can bring those two into a better balance that brings innovation and approvals to accept these technologies into the hospital environment faster.
So will you have people on the ground there working with these, you know, the team of, you know, oncologists and clinicians and, you know, the IT people within those organizations that, you know, support those efforts?
So we're working first with a roundtable of hospital CISOs that participate in the CancerX consortium to bring alignment to the security standards. And then after we have that standard established and those minimum standards framed out, will then work virtually with all of the startups on advising them through where they are and their cybersecurity journey to meet those minimum standards and then help them maintain those and mature them over time.
So what might be part of the minimum standards?
Yeah, it'd be basic things like cybersecurity controls of their, you know, their cloud environments, multi-factor authentication, training of their staff, good policies and procedures and governance around how they're handling data and technology, having a good risk management program. Are they testing their applications effectively? Do they have secure software development, a software built into the lifecycle of their application development, things like that.
So we hear so much about AI these days. Does AI play a role in any of this?
Absolutely. A lot of these are AI companies first and foremost, which means they want access to a lot of data to power their AI. So that is of concern for the hospitals that might work with them. But also AI is becoming a threat for healthcare as well, that we need to think about how do we use AI to help from a defensive perspective ward off the increasing attacks that can come from more aggressive threat actors that are leveraging AI.
So which healthcare providers are involved with this project?
Yeah, it's all on the CancerX consortium website, but the early participants are Moffitt Cancer Center, Sloan Kettering, Advocate, folks like that.
And when will we see the first sort of things emerging from this effort in terms of the CancerX?
So we're working with their current cohort right now. They have 12 companies going through an accelerator program. So we're working with each of those companies today. And then we're working on this roundtable where we're bringing all the hospital CISOs together to align on a common framework. So I would imagine over the course of the next 3-4 months, we will roll out this minimum standard. And then everybody that's in the CancerX ecosystem can then participate in this cyber mark. They can sign up to be assessed and graded against the mark that we've established and determine do they meet the minimum requirements to accelerate adoption by these health systems.
And the mark is what, the standards? Or
that's right. Yeah, so Clearwater will assess each company individually and determine do they meet the mark, do they meet the minimum standards that we've all aligned on, and if not, if so, then the hospitals have said yes, we will help if assuming their technology works as intended, we'll green light that. And if not, then we'll give them the resources to close those gaps to achieve the mark.
And, you know, aside from the work you're doing on CancerX, anything else you're keeping your eye on these days?
Yeah, I mean, AI is everything. At the last 2 days here at HIMSS, it's all everybody's talking about. I think what's not getting enough attention is governance and risk management around AI, and what do we do to protect ourselves and our data and our systems from, you know, particularly as we go into more of an agentic world, which is by its nature is not, you know, controllable, right? It starts to take on a life of its own. So how do you protect, you know, patients and their data and the systems that they're now interfacing with in an agentic world, and that we're having a lot of conversations about that.
And then when you talk to healthcare CISOs, what are they worried about when it comes to the whole AI and the governance issues?
I think they're worried about AI proliferation and sprawl, but faster than you can get your arms around it. I had one CISO tell me today that for the first time ever, this is really driven by the CEO saying we need to do more with AI and move aggressively because they feel the market pressure to keep up. Whereas they're not going through the traditional technology adoption processes that exist for deploying technology in these health systems. So they're coming from a different angle and pushing more aggressively to deploy faster, but there's increasing risk with these applications as well. And so I think hospital CISOs are trying to play a bit of catch up. Because clinicians and operators and C-suite executives all want to use AI in new ways, and they need to get governance and control and some risk management around that, and everyone's sort of fighting that tug of war, so to speak.
And just to go back to the cancer work Are there particular issues when it comes to cybersecurity, when it deals with, cancer treatments and research that, is not something that the rest of the healthcare generally deals with? Anything unique about it?
Yeah, we're not working in the drug development space. This is very similar to other digital innovation in healthcare. But there is very sensitive data, right, about patients that in their cancer journey that we want to make sure gets protected through this process.
Well, thank you so much, Baxter. I've been speaking to Baxter Lee. I'm Mary Ann Kobasek-McGee of Information Security Media Group. Thanks for joining us.